Hi, everyone. This is Kate Snow. So happy to share a great conversation that I had with Olympian Sean White over green matcha tea as part of my series, The Drink. It's always about how people got to the top. Sean tells me how he went from sunny Southern California to being sponsored by Burton Snowboards when he was a kid under 10. Amazing. We talked about how he's reinventing himself now, his life after competition. Oh, and you are not going to believe the weirdest thing about him, what he does in his backyard. You can hear a lot more stories of success from top artists, entrepreneurs, and visionaries. You can find it all at nbcnews.com/the drink.
I held my breath. Like, watching you in the air, I was like, is it going to be okay?
Because my mom was driving around the neighborhood. She's like, I don't want to watch.
Seriously? She didn't watch you? Sean White, you asked for matcha, right?
Yeah. I was never too big into coffee. And then I remember, you know, everybody would wake up and it's such a ritual and they'd all go to the store, or go to the cafe, and like I would just be left out. So it's like,
I have to find something.
Yeah. So I got into tea and then matcha became very popular in my world. So
Sean White, four-time Olympian, three-time gold medalist.
Yes.
The drink is always about how did you get here? Like, how did you become Sean White?
It was a lot of just happened to be at the right place and right time. And then I think it was the support of my family, honestly, because I started skiing around 4 and then grabbed a board at 5. And by 6 or 7, I was sponsored.
How are you sponsored as a 7-year-old?
Well,
how did that happen?
Well, and that's where the family comes in, because we realized that they didn't make snowboards for kids at this point. I mean, I rode ski boots on makeshift bindings on a board for the longest time because they just didn't have equipment. It was so new. And my mom called Burton Snowboards. She was like, hey, my son. And I don't think it was because I was that great or anything. It's just they needed kids to test the products, and I fit the bill and got a board. But it meant the world to me. I was like, wow. And then at that point, they're like, look, well, we're going to get you product. You should maybe try some competitions. And I was entered into a race, the local amateur division, and I won.
You were how old?
Gosh, I was probably like 6, 7 years old. Yeah, that sparked everything.
Was it skateboarding or snowboarding first, or was it all together?
I want to say it was skateboarding, because it was like a means of transportation. You know, it was my bicycle and my skateboard. And so skateboarding was really first, but then I got all the recognition and sponsorships within snowboarding. So that really took the limelight until I was probably 16. And I had this big talk with Tony Hawk, and I was like, I think
Tony Hawk, skateboarder phenomenon,
world-renowned legend. And I was so, you know, in awe of him. Obviously, it's Tony Hawk, and just crazy the fact that we were becoming friends at this point. I was known so well, so much in the snowboard world, that to cross that kind of barrier in the skate world, I kind of wanted his approval and some, you know, other people. And
what did he say?
He was really funny about it. He was just kind of like, yeah, why not? Like, I'm
what's
surprised
the big deal?
You haven't done it already. Yeah, like, what's going on? I was like, okay, it was like this big moment for me. And he was like, yeah, great. Why not?
Can I tell you honestly, watching you in these 2022, as we sit here now, post-2022 Beijing, I held my breath. Like, watching you in the air, I was like, is it going to be okay? Because
my mom was driving around the neighborhood. She's like, I don't want to watch.
Seriously? She didn't watch you?
She had a huge party and she just left. She's like, I can't.
It's a lot. As a mom, I can imagine. I have kids. Like, I can imagine being really freaked out. I mean, I'm so glad you're here in one piece. Everything's fine.
Thank you. Of course.
It didn't quite turn out the way you were hoping.
Of course. But it was a perfect, you know, thing of like, I had gotten fourth at Sochi and was like, wow, okay, fourth. I just missed the podium, which is frustrating. But knowing me, if I would have gotten third, I would have been like, oh, I could have done this to get second. And then if I was in second, I could have. It's just the competitor. You always want more. But honestly, looking back over my career and having 3 gold medals in my pocket already, and to just be there at this age and ride with these younger competitors and I mean, almost hit the podium. I was very proud. So.
And by the way, you're what, 35?
35.
So, you're not an old man.
Like, no, maybe in the sport.
You've got a lot of life ahead of you. Have you even been able to process yet what that's going to look like? Or are you still like in the glow of Beijing and trying to?
It's both. I mean, being able to kind of, and this is what I was so thankful about, knowing friends that were on traditional sports teams and got the phone call like, hey, come into the office. And they're like, well, it's over. And they're, you know, weren't prepared. They weren't ready.
Right.
So I felt so thankful that I was able to decide. And then that choice made everything after that just so incredible. And
You did this on your own terms.
And
even those moments where you're crying and the people were coming, everybody's coming up to you. That had to be affirming.
Like,
they worship you.
Yeah.
You know, the people that are, what, like 10 years at least younger than
13,
you?
Yeah, it was so cool. I mean, one of the competitors is like, I haven't told you this, but I had your snowboard. I wore the jacket you wore. when he first started.
Wanted to be you.
I was
you.
Like, oh man, yeah.
Right.
So, really humbling moment. And the sport is so great. There's still so many things to be involved in. And just like talking, we mentioned Tony Hawk. I mean, he retired years ago. And he's like, I still do so much within the sport, but I'm just not getting scored anymore to do it.
Right.
So,
you can still snowboard.
It's great. Yeah.
You can still hit the mountain. I know you already have a company. Mm-hmm. You've got your own line of snowboards, right?
Uh-huh.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah.
Is that what's next?
I think a mix of things. Obviously, there's this list I wrote out with the help of my girlfriend. She's like, just write it out and we'll get to this list and things I want to do with the free time
what's
I have.
What's on the list? What's the top?
Well, I checked one off already. I've never been to the Super Bowl. I landed from China, went straight to the Super Bowl and was just like... So that was incredible to check
off the list.
Just places to travel and then some simple stuff. Just being around for birthdays, holidays, things like that. And then the brand is so incredible. I started the snowboarding kind of lifestyle activewear company with my brother, Whitespace. And, you know, when I was a kid, they didn't have products for kids. I was gifted a board from Burton Snowboards at that young age. And I keep thinking like, wow, if I could be that. I mean, look where that
you could do that for
brought
someone.
Me today. If I could, some young boy or girl or whoever has that excitement for the sport and, like, mentor them and build the team for the brand. And, like, there's just so much to do still. So,
yeah, there's a lot of business opportunity
And I
there.
Love being able to pour my energy into that because it's so authentic to, you know, I know what goes into a great board and I know all these things. So to use that expertise and put it into a brand is going to be fun.
Can we do a quick lightning round?
Sure.
This one's for my daughter.
Okay.
She's a snowboarder.
Okay.
Favorite tune that you listen to as you're going down the mountain?
Oh, man. AC/DC, Back in Black.
Nice.
You need something that goes. Mm.
Favorite trick?
Favorite trick is the frontside 360.
Okay, that's
it's
when you
simple.
Go this
it's
way.
Just degrees of rotation. So half a circle, 180, full 360. So it's like...
Okay.
It's just a spin, but it's really small spin. So you can kind of look around and like wave to the friend.
You see everything.
Yeah, you kind of, you get to enjoy it. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing about you?
Oh, I love gardening.
You do?
I do. I love
Come
it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Sean White, the gardener.
I'm into it. I like trim
the gloves,
the
like the knee pads.
Yeah.
You're out there.
Like. Home Depot is big in my world. I go there and get like, I get the, you know, hey, we can fix that fence. I'm like, I got this.
Okay.
It's not perfect.
Best advice you ever got?
Most recently, this one just popped in my head, was now that you're retired, don't stop working out.
Oh.
Yeah. And a lot of athletes were like,
true.
It's hard to get it back once you lose it. So stay strong.
I'm going to ask this delicately.
Yeah.
Is there a marriage in your future?
I would love at some point, of course. I'm in a wonderful relationship, so we'll see where it goes. But now we have the time to actually spend together, so we'll see.
She's here.
Oh, yeah. She's
here.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm only in New York for 2 days. You have to come with me.
Nice. So. Sean, it's been great. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Cheers.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Bush-Hager from Today with Hoda and Jenna and the Read with Jenna Book Club. There's nothing I love more than sharing my favorite reads with all of you, except maybe talking to the exceptional authors behind these stories. And that's what I'll be doing on my podcast, Read with Jenna. I'll be introducing you to some of my favorite writers. These conversations will leave you feeling inspired and entertained.
To start listening, just search Read with Jenna wherever you get your podcasts.